Hello, my name is Alexis. You have reached the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Not exactly. It's more of a general inquiry before I actually place, I'm looking at the appointments right now online and for the different locations to schedule a vaccine, because I do fall into one of the groups, but it's a more specific question about that. So I don't know if you'd be the best person to ask or potentially somebody else.
You can ask, sir.
Okay. So, and this is why I'm calling you all. I'm actually a resident of Georgia. I'm a professor in Georgia. I've been looking, and it looks like the only opportunity to even get a vaccine sometime in the near future would be to cross into Alabama. We, as individuals in higher education, found out, I guess, a few days ago that we're not going to be eligible for Group 1B in Georgia. So I'm trying to figure out if I was to make a reservation, if that would be able to be upheld. I've seen sort of conflicting stories about it in the news, and it was something I just wanted to check on before I actually did that, just because it looked like there were some availabilities down the road. But it was a little bit of an ethical concern, but also at the same time, just so I don't drive 6 hours one way and run into potential issues.
Yes, sir. So when it comes to these vaccines, sir, you have to be living and from the county. So in order for you to get a vaccine in Alabama, you will have to be living in a county in Alabama.
Okay. Is that's what I was seeing online, with some variations in that. I mean, a few different news stories of individuals coming from Atlanta across the border that were classified in that group and getting it where I guess there was not residency requirements.
I'm not sure. Maybe they went to a place where they weren't really looking at IDs at that vaccine site, sir. But here in Alabama, it is said that you have to be living in from that county in order to get the vaccine.
Okay. That's why I wanted to clarify before I registered for that. Because even when I did it through the online registration system, it didn't go into that at all, so that's why I wanted to check. There was nothing about the residency or anything else.
Yes, sir, yes. So some okay. People are able to, slide in, at places that are just trying to quickly get people in and out, and they may not ID you or, look at that information. So that's probably what happened. But they do say that you have to be from that county that you're okay. Trying to get the vaccine in, but some people are able to, bypass it if they are extremely busy and just trying to get people in and out.
That makes sense. And that's why I wanted to call first, just to see.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that was the only question I had. So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling the COVID vaccine hotline, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.